with a caller ID rigged to read Georgia Powers. That's right, Powers with an S. Police in DeKalb County say a woman scammed dozens of Metro seniors. She'd tell them their payment hadn't gone through and would ask for a credit card number, even offering to process the payment if the customer would leave a credit card in the mailbox. Fred Ellsbury leads the Better Business Bureau serving Metro Atlanta. He says to avoid identity theft, never give any personal information over the phone to someone who has called you. Get a callback number to find out whether the request is legitimate. Chances are it's not. If you do think you've been scammed, Ellsbury says your first call needs to be to your credit card company.
And what they'll do is they will cancel that credit card and then reissue you another credit card. Then your second call needs to be to your local police to tell them what's happened to you, because there's a good chance if it happened to you, it's going to happen to other people in the area.
A DeKalb County jury convicted the Georgia Powers scammer of several charges, including identity theft and elder exploitation. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.